Module 11, the Improvement Toolkit. So what happens now? Module 11 provides some basic methods and organizational advice for the journey ahead. Six Sigma can be a long journey, but with a basic understanding of its methods and tools, it will improve your work and personal life. Gemba. Gemba is Japanese for actual place, and in business terms, it is where you create value for your customers through daily work, often the factory floor itself. The idea is that if a problem occurs, the engineers must go to Gemba, the source, or the root, to understand the full impact of the problem. There are five rules of Gemba management. Number one, when a problem arises, go to the Gemba first. Don't try to make a diagnosis on the phone. Number two, check the Genbutsu, the relevant objects, because seeing is believing. Number three, take temporary countermeasures on the spot to resolve the problem. Number four, then find the root cause of the problem. Number five, lastly, standardize procedures to avoid a recurrence. Unlike focus groups and surveys, Gemba visits are not scripted or bound by what one wants to ask. Genshi Genbutsu. Genshi Genbutsu means go and see for yourself. It refers to the fact that any information about a process will be simplified and abstracted from its context when reported. This attitude of Genshi Genbutsu is to seek the place where it actually happens. By observing the actual process or problem at the actual place where it is occurring, the problem solver is able to obtain actual data or facts, which will improve the chances for a better solution. This is in contrast to the Western thinking, in which many managers make decisions from behind a desk, armed only with secondhand information from others. Womack's Principle. The five-step thought process for guiding the implementation of lean techniques are easy to remember, but not always easy to achieve. Number one, specify value from the standpoint of the end customer by product family. Number two, identify all the steps in the value stream for each product family, eliminating whenever possible those steps that do not create value. Number three, make the value creating steps occur in tight sequence so the product will flow smoothly toward the customer. Number four, as flow is introduced, let customers pull value from the next upstream activity. Number five, as value is specified, value streams are identified, wasted steps are removed, and flow and pull are introduced. Begin the process again and continue it until a state of perfection is reached in which perfect value is created with no waste. Kaizen. The process of becoming a Kaizen learning organization involves criticizing every aspect of what one does. The general problem-solving technique to determine the root cause of a problem includes initial problem perception, clarify the problem, locate area or point of cause, investigate root cause, 5 whys, countermeasure, evaluate, standardize, a roadmap for implementation. A Six Sigma initiative begins with a deployment program from the top down. Individuals must go through the required training to become certified belts, and projects have to be identified. A Six Sigma initiative occurs in five major stages. Number one, initialize Six Sigma by establishing goals and installing infrastructure. Number two, deploy the initiative by assigning, training, and equipping the staff. Number three, implement projects and improve performance. Number four, expand the scope of the initiative to include additional organizational units. Number five, sustain the initiative through realignment, retraining, and evolution. When the organization is ready and trained, it's time for a project. A Six Sigma project should have financial impact or significant strategic value, produce results that exceeded the amount of effort required to obtain the improvement, require analysis to uncover the root cause of the problem, solve a problem that is not easily or quickly solvable using traditional methods, improve performance by greater than 70% over existing performance levels. The focus of a project is to solve a business problem such as the success of the organization, costs, employee or customer satisfaction, process capability, output capacity, cycle time, revenue potential. Case study. When Terry heard that there was an issue on the crib assembly line, he left his office and went down to the line to learn what had happened. An employee, Barbara, had loaded in a load of wooden support beams backwards. Barbara stated that the support beams are almost symmetrical and that it happened several times before. Terry looked at why the incident had happened before making a decision. Terry decided that an easy solution to the problem would be to put small markings on the ends of the support beams to differentiate them, and required his employees to double-check the beams are being put in the right way before loading them into the assembly line.